I see some people are nodding, so maybe we can start. Good morning, everybody. Do you all have? Let's just begin. Sometimes we wonder how we have come through some difficult situations. Lifting us, lifting our spirit. We struggle and worry. Listen for God's call for you. Lord of joy and mercy, be with us this day as we seek your voice and your guidance. Remove the obstacles that block our commitment and help us to truly be your disciples. For we ask this in Christ's name. I'm glad to see you all here in this beautiful rainy day. Of course, we are all believers, and we are living in the light of Christ. But I know many of us still struggle and. I think everyone has something shameful buried deep inside, so luckily we have a prayer for that. We can just say it. Patient Lord, we know that you call us to service, but we often feel inadequate. We love to make excuses for not doing something or for doing something only half-heartedly. Remind us again of your loving and guiding presence. Forgive us when we stumble and falter. Turn us again to you, serving joyfully and confidently. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read a fragment of Acts chapter 20. If someone wants to read it along, we begin at verse 25. I'll give you a moment because I see some of you looking. Now I know that none of you, among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom, will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he brought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all of those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. Then they accompanied him to the ship. Dear God, thank you for sending people to guide the others. Thank you for sending us here. Strengthen us, give us courage and wisdom, but also unity and compassion. And be with us in our times of need. Beloved ones, you are the salty people, those who bring flavor to living. Your spirit of love and confidence gives hope to others. Remember that the Lord is always with you. So let's just say the words of blessing. Peace go with you. May the peace of the Lord bring joy. May the peace of the Lord bring love. May the peace of the Lord bring comfort. May the peace of the Lord bring hope. May the peace of the Lord bring rest. May the peace of the Lord bring life. May the peace of the Lord surround you. May the peace of the Lord go with you. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you all for coming. Go enjoy your breakfast and God bless you.